being found in human form, he humbled himself, and becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Brothers and sisters, his name is Jesus, the name Joseph gave him at the angel's command. His name in other languages is pronounced Jesus, Yeshua, Joshua. His name means the Lord saves. And it is because the Lord saves mankind through this God-man Jesus, it is true that the name of Jesus is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, at his name, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, his name is Jesus. But in many ways, his name also is Adam. Adam number two, that is. You remember Adam number one. He had a wife named Eve. They were created in God's image and were without sin. Adam number one and Adam number two are identical in this way. The only two men in the history of the world who started their lives without sin. But that's where the similarities cease. You see, Adam number one, being found in human form, did not humble himself, and he was not obedient. Instead, he sought to elevate himself up to an equal status with God. He disobeyed God's command, and instead of highly exalting himself, he ended up destroying himself. And his legacy now is one of a destroyed and dying creation. You and I, we are part of that legacy. For we are born in the image of Adam number one. Not, by the way, his created image. No. But in his rebellious, self-centered, self-seeking, relationship-destroying image. And that is why Adam number two is so important, and why we know him as the one named Jesus. The very same day that Adam number one brought death upon himself and all of creation, God the Father came to him with the promise of Adam number two, Jesus, the Savior, the one who came to save Adam number one and his wife Eve and all of their descendants, which, of course, includes you and me. Thus, while the legacy of Adam number one is a destroyed and dying creation, the legacy of Adam number two is eternal life and a restored new creation. And this is exactly why the crowds were shouting Hosanna on that very first Palm Sunday. While the name Jesus means the Lord saves, the word Hosanna means save now. And thus, our cry today is the same cry as was back then. Lord, save us now. Save us from the pain we experience. Save us from the disappointments in our lives and our broken hearts. Save us from our grief. Save us from our regrets. Save us, O Lord, and save us now. You know, there was great excitement in those crowds on that first Palm Sunday, but most likely nothing but disappointment by Friday night. Jesus, Adam number two, did not go about saving them the way that they expected him to. Could it be that they possibly were looking for a hero more like Adam number one? A mighty warrior and king who would rise and elevate himself up to be like God, and who would then with them elevate them to power as well, and then fill their lives with food and freedom and fun and frivolity. Not that any of these things are bad, they're just not the essence of life and salvation, and really not what our Lord's salvation is all about. Thus, Adam number two, Jesus, the Lord who saves, being found in human form, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. In other words, the life of Adam number one and the life of Adam number two both end the same way. The difference, however, is that Adam number one leaves a legacy of a destroyed and dying creation. And Adam number two, he takes that entire legacy upon himself to the cross, away from us, so that we might receive the legacy intended for humankind at creation. A life that is filled with food and freedom and fun and frivolity. Things, wondrous gifts that are gained, well, not by us fighting for what we want, but rather things that are received through humble faith that produces obedience. In other words, blessings that are enjoyed as we humbly love and serve our neighbors. Blessings that are enjoyed as we generously give of our time and treasures and talents and live in trust of the Lord who saves, Jesus, Adam number two, whom God has now highly exalted and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. My friends, can you see how different Adam number one and Adam number two are from each other? Adam number one exalts himself, trying to make himself equal to God. He is selfish, looking out for number one, that is, looking out for Adam number one. But his selfish attitude and behavior really destroys himself. It destroys relationships. It destroys his health, both physically and mentally. It is the path of death. Yet we find ourselves, by nature, doing the exact same thing. If I don't look out for myself, who will? I gotta look out for number one. No, I don't. Because you see, Adam number two is looking out for me all the time and is better equipped, much better equipped to take care of me. Just as he is looking out for you all of the time and is much better equipped than you ever will be to take care of you. The very Lord who saves is the God of love. The God of love who provides for us all. The God of love who restores relationships, transforms life and attitude, and leads us on that true path of life. I don't have to look out for number one because Adam number two has taken care of it all. Thus, we are freed to walk his path of life in humble obedience, generously giving of ourselves as we trust him. Now, I know that's really not how we are wired by nature, because our primary wiring as we are created is part of that legacy. We are just like Adam number one. But you know where that leads, don't you? It leads to a destroyed and dying creation. Thus, today we cry, Hosanna. Lord, save us now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In Jesus' name, amen. And may this salvation be worked and kept in us this day and forever. Amen.